Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about growing in our understanding. Our understanding of the things of God, our understanding of His will, His purpose, His gifts. Today we're going to spend a little time. Almost sounds duplicate at first, but understanding the good that we have in Christ. And while it may sound like that's not all that much different than understanding God's gifting, I want us to look at it from a little different perspective. And God tells us in Philemon, Chapter 1, verse 6, Paul writes, and he says, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. I think this goes a little beyond what we talked about the other day on understanding God's gifts. Because it, as broad as that is, this opens it way up. I mean, this just blows the doors off of it almost. But to understand the good that we have in Christ. But I want us to focus specifically on how we grow in that understanding. I think most Christians would find value and agree that it's a good thing. It's a beneficial thing to grow in our understanding of the good things that we have in Christ. All of it. To be more aware of it, to be more in tune with the good that God's producing in our life, the good that He produces through our life. And in this verse out of Philemon, we get this insight into how we grow in that understanding. It's not that complicated, though it's also not that easy. Because we have an enemy that's doing everything possible to keep us from doing this one thing. Oh, he tries to keep us from doing a lot of other things, but I think this is a priority of the enemy. To keep us from sharing our faith. Because the sharing of our faith accomplishes a great work. Number one, it spreads the gospel. It spreads the good news of Jesus. It plants those seeds of righteousness that have been planted into our life and that have taken root and have grown. And so many times we think about sharing our faith, about witnessing for Jesus in terms of what it does for others. Because it's so powerful, it's so effective. And it's important that we keep in mind that people need to hear the gospel of Jesus. They need to know. Not just in theory, not just in a way that is educational, but they need to know in reality. They need to know in a way that's transformational. And I believe that's one of the reasons that the Bible talks about people needing to hear, but how can they hear unless somebody tells them? How can someone tell them unless they are sent? Now, granted, the time that the Bible was being written, that God was moving in the hearts and minds of people, that the Spirit, and we're going to talk about that a little, I think, tomorrow, but that the Spirit was giving. The written word wasn't nearly as common as it is today. And so the idea of telling somebody, well, just go out and get a Bible and read about Jesus, would not have been so meaningful. But even with the scarcity of the written word, I believe that there's a powerful element of the telling of God's word in our life. It's sharing the application of how the story of Jesus has changed who we are. It makes it relatable. We all deal with life in all of its fullness. And we do so in a variety of ways. And when things are going well and the world thinks we're successful, we often believe that we've done that all by ourselves. But even then, we need to hear stories of how the working of God has accomplished great things. Stories that remind us that it really wasn't us. But perhaps even more powerful is when we're in the midst of the struggles of life. When the job comes to an end, when the health report from the doctor isn't good, when the answers don't seem to come, when you experience betrayal and the people that you've counted on all your life walk away. It's in the midst of the struggles of life that the sharing of our faith and how it has carried us through our struggles help others in a great way. But not only does it help others, the more that we share our faith, the more that we talk about what the power of God has done in our life, the more that it increases our understanding of every good thing that we have in Christ. I could tell you the good things that I have in my family, the good things I have that are a part of being the family that my mom and dad have established, the good things I have that are a part of being the family that my wife and I have established. And I suspect that the first time that I might try to tell someone about the good things that I have in that family that I live in, there would be things that I would forget. There would be things that I take for granted that I wouldn't even think about talking about. But the more that I share that story, the more that I remember. And the sharing of our faith accomplishes a similar thing as we talk about what Jesus has done in our life. And as we talk about what Jesus has done in our life, we remember more of who we were before Christ. We remember more of who we are in Christ. Began a Sunday school class here at Deer Run this past Sunday, looking at our identity in Christ. And we'll spend time each Sunday morning at 9:15 a.m. Looking at different elements of what we have in Christ. That idea of who does God say that we are? And until we sit down and deliberately begin to look at those and then begin to share them, our initial list is probably not as complete as it could be or even should be. And so it's through this helping others that we ourselves are helped. A very, very biblical principle. And so we choose to share our faith with others, to tell our story, to be open and transparent in appropriate ways, recognizing when full disclosure is helpful and when it's not. Sometimes we take it to an extreme to where we begin to glory in what we were rather than in what we are. And so it's important to use discretion, to use wisdom, to apply the knowledge that we have in a good way. But to let people know that the struggles that they find themselves in are not, or at least don't have to be, permanent. Oh, they may last long. They may last a lot longer than we want. They may even last the entire physical lifetime that we live here on earth. But the good that we have in Christ is that this earth is temporary. And we can find peace and contentment even in the midst of struggle and pain. And we learn more and more about that the more and more that we share our story. Or more accurately, the more and more we share God's story. You see, we grow in an understanding of all the good things that we have in Christ when we choose to share them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us not only the gifting that we have in life, but it has given us life itself. And Father, for all of those times that we take for granted what we have because of our relationship with you, may you remind us of this simple yet profound practice that helps us to remember. And that's the practice of sharing, the practice of telling what you've done in our life, the practice of speaking about Jesus and sharing the faith that we have, the foundational elements of coming to knowledge of truth. Father, as you help us not only understand our own story and how you've been working, may the telling of the faith that you've planted within us help us to grow in that understanding. And as we continually focus on the work that you have done, on the work that you are doing, on the work that you will do, may it not only be a benefit to those that hear, may it not only help them to grow in faith and grow in the desire to be in relationship with you, but may it help us to grow in understanding every good thing that you've put in our life. Father, each time that we share about the faith that we have, may you remind us of new things that we have forgotten or we have taken for granted or that we failed to see the significance of. Father, today as we grow in understanding, as we look to you for that growth, as we are reminded by your Spirit of what you have done and accomplished, may we be deliberate and active in sharing our faith so that we would lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.